So next up we have Eugenie and Wurin, who are going to talk to us about Unplugged Day. You have the floor.
Along with all the wonderful ways that technology, especially mobile tech, has enriched our lives at work, at home, and at the office, it can also serve as a social crutch and an avoidance device and can create barriers to authentic face-to-face connections. Now, it is true that this electronic device can be very useful if it is used in a certain extent, but today, there is no limit. Whether it is because of our fear of missing out or because we simply can't stand to be still and silent by ourselves for a very long time these days, we're more likely to be found staring at our screens than looking at another human being in the eyes, even while among friends and family. Now, this is very unfortunate because the more we focus on our tiny screens and our electronic devices, we're actually missing out on many more things. Our aim here is to convince the audience to understand that electronic devices should not be the main source of communication, but that it is important to communicate face-to-face. One method of bringing some balance back to our lives is to be offline hours or days. So how about an unplugged day? An unplugged day is a day in which we turn off our electronic devices and interact more with people face-to-face for that day, where we step away from our screens and gadgets and take that time to reconnect with the people we love and just to experience the physical world around us with our own senses, not through the lens of a smartphone or a tablet. Can you unplug for 24 hours? Now, even if you can't unplug for whatever reason, you can commit to having your own day of unplugging whenever it works for you, or experiment with having certain hours of the day or week where you go unplugged for your own personal digital detox session. Here are a few things that you can do on the unplugged day. Make food. However, instead of scrolling through food blogs, go back to the authentic style and put down some dusty cookbooks from the cabinets. Read. Honestly, these days, many tend to even download their books on electronic devices. Instead, read like we always used to, borrow a book from the library, and get outside. Sometimes you just need a fresh breath of fresh air. We live in a beautiful place with an alluring view. Take one day to reconnect with what we have been missing out for years.
Now, the two main reasons why the Unplugged Day should be occurring is because it has many advantages to it. First of all, it helps people to reconnect with each other by disconnecting themselves from the devices. This is great because without the Unplugged Day, people will be tempted to go back on the devices, thinking that they are missing out on something since everybody else wouldn't have changed their technology daily routine. Secondly, this day that aims to reconnect crowds without their cell phones could possibly remind everyone that technologies are taking too much time in our lives and that we should reduce our time spent on our devices. So let's all participate to this worldwide event. It will be occurring in Vanuatu the 4th November at 12 a.m. until the 5th November at 12 a.m. We all wish that as many people as possible will participate to this event, and we hope that people interact with each other without the interference of devices. So have a picnic with your friends, spend time with your family, play with your dog, and remember, the time spent on new technology could be spent doing something or being with someone you truly love more than your phone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was very good.